Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. I think Special Counsel Robert Hur did a fantastic job standing up to the likes of Adam Schiff and others on Capitol Hill, because you know now, folks, what the game is. The game is you have to destroy Robert Hur. You have to call into question his report. He disparaged the president and so forth. But, folks, what are these reports supposed to do? They're supposed to find the truth. They're supposed to operate in the real world, not the make-believe world of Adam Schiff and some of these others on Capitol Hill today, who decided again it was time to grandstand. It was time to simply do everything they could to call into question this report. But, folks, we've got the audio clips. We've got everything for you here this morning on this Wednesday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you as always as we begin another great day of broadcasting here on the program. Wednesday. I'm so glad it's Wednesday. I really, really am. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to opine, did you watch the hearings on Capitol Hill with Robert Hur today? If you did, what did you think? And, folks, we've got a lot of ground to cover. By the way, you can head over to my home website anytime, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, we've already heard from Richard the Marine this morning from his vantage point on the Central Coast of the great state of Oregon this morning. And he's got some really kind words for us. And Richard, it really, really does mean a great deal to me. Thank you so much. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 46 degrees and showers this morning, he says. He says, thank you for high-quality program. Really enjoying the show. My gosh, I really do appreciate that so much, Richard. And, of course, he says, Semper Fi. So Semper Fi right back at you. And that's a great way. This is what do they say across the pond? It's a capital way. It's a capital way of starting the program this morning. And let's dig right in, shall we? Because we did hear, of course, a special counsel, Robert Hur, in his testimony. Now, here's one of the key takeaways. You know, they kept trying to say somehow that President Biden was exonerated. In fact, Representative Jayapal, a Democrat from Washington, of course, I believe tried to talk about the exoneration, I think. But there's so many different people talking. But this is one of those things, folks, where the special counsel, you know, would break in and say, no, I did not exonerate. I did not exonerate Joe Biden in this. That would be, you know, the actual wrong thing to take away from this. In fact, I do think we have, I think we have that that clip. So if we haven't, then we'll go ahead and play it. But I'll tell you what, here we do. Yeah, we do have it. Yes, excellent. Well, it's live radio. We have a lot of fun here. So this is Representative Jayapal talking to Special Counsel Robert Hur. Let's listen in.
Charges are warranted in this matter.
Correct.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. For every document you discussed in your report, you found insufficient evidence that the president violated any laws about possession or retention of classified materials. The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of the word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not a word.
Kerr, I'm going to continue with my questions. I'm going to continue with my questions. I know
that
the term
I ultimately reached.
I know that
whether
the term,
sufficient evidence existed such that the likely
you
outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
I know that the term willful retention has a Mr. Kerr, it's my time. Thank you.
So there you have it. quite an interesting exchange there. And that's because the prosecutor or the special counsel in this case is operating within the confines of what we call the real world. Now, it's not an exoneration because when we come back from the break, by the way, we just don't have time on this side of it to play some of his opening testimony. But his opening testimony is key in interpreting exactly why there were no charges ultimately that were brought. And so what Jayapal is trying to capitalize on here is this notion that, you know, there was insufficient evidence to bring those charges beyond a reasonable doubt. However, that being said, they did find that he willfully retained those documents. So that is far from an exoneration. It's far from an exoneration. And the reason why he wrote the report is also key to this whole thing. How he wrote the report and under what expectations he wrote this report. And we've got another audio clip as we'll move through this hour. We'll hear from Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, I think his head was going to start spinning and then it was going to fly up into the air or something like that because he was absolutely beside himself with this idea of the report and the fact that somehow Robert Hur disparaged the president. In other words, and he had a great response, by the way. I'll just preview this. And he says, you know, I wasn't supposed to write a separate report that would have been watered down or something like that. I wrote the report for the Attorney General. The Attorney General would have the ability to release whatever they wanted to release on this thing. And but Adam Schiff, of course, well, you should know this is a purely political thing, and you ignited a political firestorm to do what? To say that Joe Biden couldn't remember things? To do what? To say that Joe Biden would be perceived as a kindly old man who couldn't remember how those documents got there or what he said to his ghostwriter and things like that? That is just absolutely choice, my friends. I mean, that is really something. What a day. What a day. What a day. And folks, stay right there. Because when we come back, we're going to continue with this. Jonathan Turley has chimed in on this. Others have. It is a wonderful, wonderful news day. And we'll get right back at it. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Underway, of course, folks, and we're glad that you're there, glad to be here, and, you know, sometimes we feel like a rocket ship that is just, you know, taking off and heading skyward. That's just what we do here in the Overnights in America, and one other thing, of course, and that is thank you again for the great messages. Thank you for, of course, the telephone calls that we get, and this is just the best job in the world. And I do have you to thank for that. We want to give a shout-out this morning to Wally. He's listening to the program with us this morning. Listening on AM 860, The Answer, our home station. And he's got some kind words. He says he likes the updated website picture. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And he says, I always enjoy listening. So thank you so much, Wally. That's a really very kind of you. And we're glad you're there. You know, folks, this whole thing having to do with Robert Herr is just going to stick in the craw of the Democrats, of the Democrat Party elite, of the far left. They just can't get over it, because the whole time I'm watching this hearing, or I'm seeing what's happening, you know, I just keep thinking, again, here's a person who's operating in the real world. Here's a person who has to operate as a investigator, as a prosecutor would, but everybody else, for the most part, right, is working in that world of politics. And can you imagine if there was a report about Donald Trump that said, you know, whatever it might be, let's just say it was 1-to-1. Let's just say President Trump could not remember X, X, and X, and he couldn't remember this, and he couldn't remember that, and we feel that he would not be you know, found guilty by a jury because they would see him as a kindly old man who can't remember stuff, okay? Then, and if somebody said, well, that was disparaging, right? Well, what would the Democrat Party elite be doing then? No, they'd say, no, we want to know what President Trump's really like. Well, I'm of the idea that we need to know what people are really like, you know, and we've seen what Joe Biden is really like. You know, we've seen it. And I think why they're getting so upset with this is that they know that the American people observe the same things. So it's not that there's just a report that was made that was somehow a political hatchet job that was simply meant to disparage Joe Biden for some, you know, political purpose. Mm-mm, that's not what it is at all. It's that everybody says, there's a correlation here. This actually makes sense. It's kind of like the idea when you say there's a crisis at the border. And the Democrats' party elite can say, there's no crisis at the border. No, the border's closed. What are you talking about? But then somebody takes, you know, modern technology in the form of a camera, and they go and they look at the border, and they say, you see all those people coming across the border right now? Yeah, it looks like the border's not closed to me. It looks like there might be, I don't know, a crisis happening there. And then suddenly it's like, okay, well, that's wrong. That you're all racists because of this. Of course not. It's because people see that correlation. They believe that there is a problem at the border. They believe there's a crisis because it matches up with what they observe. And if I say the sky is blue, you know, and somebody says, no, you're lying to me. Well, go out and look outside in the daytime. You'll find out the sky is blue, right? It's all going to match up. And when it matches up, then they have to go to work politically. But I do want you to hear the special counsel, Robert Hur, giving part of his opening statement. We'll just hear a brief part of it here real quick because it went on for just a little bit longer than we'd want to just dedicate here on the show. But I do want you to hear a key portion of this where he's talking about how he wrote this report or the evidence as they looked at it. Okay? So this is really key. So let's listen in to Robert Hur.
We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. This evidence included an audio-recorded conversation during which Mr. Biden told his ghostwriter that he had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. When Mr. Biden said this, he was a private citizen speaking to his ghostwriter in his private rental home in Virginia. We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter. We did not, however, identify evidence that rose to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Because the evidence fell short of that standard, I declined to recommend criminal charges against Mr. Biden. The department's regulations required me to write a confidential report explaining my decision to the Attorney General. I understood that my explanation about this case had to include rigorous, detailed, and thorough analysis. In other words, I needed to show my work, just as I would expect any prosecutor to show his or her work explaining the decision to prosecute or not. The need to show my work was especially strong here. The Attorney General had appointed me to investigate the actions of the Attorney General's boss, the sitting President of the United States. I knew that for my decision to be credible, I could not simply announce that I recommended no criminal charges and leave it at that. I needed to explain why.
Okay, stop right there. So he needs to explain why. And this is where we get into this whole thing about the memory, about his, you know, how he comports himself, how he responded, you know, to questions about, you remember when you read aloud the classified material to your ghostwriter, stuff like that. And so let's continue with Robert Hur.
My report reflects my best effort to explain why I declined to recommend charging President Biden. I analyzed the evidence as prosecutors routinely do by assessing its strengths and weaknesses, including by anticipating the ways in which the president's defense lawyers might poke holes in the government's case, if there were a trial, and seek to persuade jurors that the government could not prove his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. There has been a lot of attention paid to language in the report about the president's memory, so let me say a few words about that. My task was to determine whether the president retained or disclosed national defense information willfully. That means knowingly and with the intent to do something the law forbids. I could not make that determination without assessing the president's state of mind. For that reason, I had to consider the president's memory and overall mental state and how a jury likely would perceive his memory and mental state in a criminal trial. These are the types of issues that prosecutors analyze every day.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, so again, this is all very interesting because this is part of his opening statement, of course. But part of this thing, though, part of what's at issue here is, and don't get me wrong when I say this, it's not so much the willful retention of the classified documents, which in and of itself is an obvious problem, right? That's an obvious thing you're not supposed to do. But I think what's worse about this, and what has been worse since day one thing came out, is exactly what Robert Hur is talking about here. The idea that he needed to do what? He needed to assess the president's state of mind. Now that to Adam Schiff, that to Jayapal, that to everybody else involved in the Democrat Party elite side, that is 10 times worse, 100 times worse than the willful retention of documents, which is in and of itself wrong. But the idea now, it's that the kindly old man with a bad memory, because that, while seemingly, you know, corresponding to the kinds of things that we see Joe Biden do every day, that to them is much, much worse, and that's why they come on the attack so hard on this thing, because otherwise they would let it go. And so it's a tandem process, as I can tell. Number one, well, you exonerated him. No, I didn't exonerate him. What I'm saying is that of the evidence we could get, we couldn't get it to rise to that occasion. We could see where all this could be defended against and probably successfully. And with the icing on top of the cake is that Joe Biden is kind of losing it, okay? I mean, just to put it into the colloquial term here, they could tell he's just kind of losing it. And that's how he would be perceived. So, again, all this goes into the mix of how you prepare that report. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to hear a little bit of Adam Schiff as well, going on and on and on about how this was a political job and how our political hit job, basically. And how could you not have known? Can you be so naive as to not? Well, that's because they're showing and now written down by a prosecutor exactly what we see when Joe Biden comes down the stairs of Air Force One and says goofy things, right? That's the long and the short of it. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition continues. We are coming right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Robert Hur, who conducted the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents, faced scrutiny on Capitol Hill Tuesday from both Democrats and Republicans. Democrats pressed Hur during the hearing for characterizing Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory, while Hur defended his report, stating the assessment was relevant. Republicans questioned Hur about his decision not to charge Biden for possessing documents. Inflation is lasting longer than expected by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. The dispute surrounding a contentious education law in Florida is nearing resolution as the state reached a settlement this week regarding the parental rights in education law. The agreement specifies that the legislation only limits discussions on gender identity and sexual orientation within instructional settings. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Start off with two words, made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
There's a light in your window, there's a shadow on the street.
All right, Wednesday edition, everybody.
Tell me it's over.
And we are having fun already. Bottom of the hour break, of course, is now in the rear view mirror, and we're heading on through this program, everybody, across the overnights in America, and whatever you're doing, we're glad to be along with you along for the ride, whatever, if you're driving a truck across country, if you are making deliveries, if you're working in law enforcement, you might be a first responder, you might be up early with us for some other reason, working a shift, working your job, whatever the case may be, we're glad that you're there. And we're glad to be here. That is 100% true, and we're going to continue on. I do want to bring out another direct message. I actually got this a little bit earlier today, but this comes in from Lucy, listening on 9:30, The Answer. And Lucy writes in, she says, and again, very, very kind words, but also a great update about what's happening with Lucy. You might recall, not all that long ago, just a few short weeks ago, we heard from Lucy. She had been in the hospital for quite some time, over a month as I recall. And she wrote in and requested some Stevie Nicks, and she said the nurses there and the hospital staff, they were all enjoying the show, and they were all enjoying the great Stevie Nicks songs. And so we were so happy to play them. And she writes in, she says, myself and my friends so much appreciate your insights, both into the State of the Union and ongoing events. We've all gotten smarter. Well, thank you. That's very humbling for me to hear. Thank you so much. And she says she's able to walk to the mailbox, and that's a good thing. That's amazing, Lucy. We are just really, I'm so happy. When I got this message earlier today, it just really put a smile on my face. And to know that you're doing better and that you're progressing on this, that's really a very, very big deal. This time last year, my own mother had a fall, and she took a long time to recover. She had a head injury, but she's all fine right now. She's doing terrific, thank the Lord. But to have a convalescence and to get better each day and make those milestones, that is a huge, huge thing. So I'm so glad to hear about that. I know everybody out there is glad to hear about it. And she says, thank you for your joyous way of seeing everything. That just makes my day. Thank you so much, Lucy, and we're glad that you're feeling better. So I just wanted to bring that out, everybody, and kind of give you an update there. And so keep us posted, Lucy, and how you're doing. We really appreciate it. As I was saying, well, of course we're having fun here. Let's hear a little bit more from Robert Herr, and then we'll hear Adam Schiff. Kind of lose it a little bit trying to talk to him. Let's listen in.
And because these issues were important to my ultimate decision, I had to include a discussion of them in my report to the Attorney General.
Okay, stop right there. It's for those of you just joining us, so he was talking about the why he wrote the report, or not just why he wrote the report, why he came to the conclusions he came to and felt that it wasn't enough to simply say we recommend no charges at this time. The why he wasn't recommending charges was paramount in this. That's my take on it. Let's listen in.
The evidence and the president himself put his memory squarely at issue. We interviewed the president and asked him about his recorded statement. Quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. He told us that he didn't remember saying that to his ghostwriter. He also said he didn't remember finding any classified material in his home after his vice presidency. And he didn't remember anything about how classified documents about Afghanistan made their way into his garage. My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair. Most importantly, what I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows and what I expect jurors would perceive and believe. I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly. I explained to the Attorney General my decision and the reasons for it. That's what I was required to do. I took the same approach when I compared the evidence regarding President Biden to the department's allegations against former President Trump. There, too, I called it like I saw it. As a prosecutor, I had to consider relevant precedents and to explain why different facts justify different outcomes. That is what I did in my report. I'm confident the analysis set forth in chapters 11, 12, and 13 of my report provides a thorough evaluation and explanation of the evidence, and I encourage everyone to read it.
So there you have Robert Herr, again, with, you know, saying he called it as he saw it, and he, you know, essentially was, you know, giving this truthful account, essentially, of what they observed. And again, why they're not bringing those charges. This goes into that. This is part of that mix. It's not that he exonerated President Biden, not by a long shot. But he felt that, number one, the evidence they had couldn't rise to that level to get a conviction. And also, if it did go to trial, that President Biden would be perceived as this kindly old man with a bad memory. All this is so relevant. Now, let's listen in to Adam Schiff going on the attack mode against Robert Herr. And it needs no introduction. Let's listen in.
I want to ask you about some of the differences between the facts involving President Biden and President Trump. But before I do, I want to refer back to your opening statement in which you said that you did not disparage the president. Your report But, of course, you did disparage the president. You disparaged him in terms you had to know would have a maximal political impact. You understood your report would be public, right?
I understood, based on comments that the Attorney General had made, that he had committed to make as much of my report public as consistent with legal policy and legal requirements.
And you could have chosen just to comment on the president's particular recall vis-a-vis a document or a set of documents, but you decided to go further and make a generalized statement about his memory, didn't you?
Congressman, I could have written my report, theoretically, in a way that omitted references to the president's memory, but that would have been an incomplete and improper report, and that it
did
not reflect
my
analysis.
You could have written, your report with his comments about his specific recollection as to documents or a set of documents, but you chose a general pejorative reference to the president. You understood when you made that decision, didn't you, Mr. Herr, that you would ignite a political firestorm?
Okay, stop right there. So that's what they really were worried about. You know, the documents thing, they probably wouldn't worry about at all. I mean, this is not even going to, you know, move the radar needle for them, ultimately. But the idea that you used a pejorative term and generally speaking, you looked at his memory and on and on and on. Well, I think I some people get up on a witness stand and they say, I don't recall, right? I mean, we see this in movies. We see this on documentaries. We see it all the time, right? I don't recall. I don't remember driving over there that night, you know, that kind of stuff. But that is on the record as the witness says they don't remember. But I think what happened when they interviewed the president is that overall he came off as being this person who was not, you know, and again, and I don't want to be mean-spirited because of what's happening to Joe Biden, the person. It happens to so many people, and so many family members have to deal with something like this. So many friends and so many colleagues, when somebody has real issues that Joe Biden, again, seems to be experiencing. I'm not a medical doctor, but, again, we can all observe and we can formulate our impressions about this. But it's because, overall, I think Joe Biden came off to the prosecutors in this as not being with it. And so I think that went into there, because otherwise the report would read something like this, if I'm not mistaken. Well, we could bring these charges, but he's just going to get up on the stand and say, I don't remember. I don't remember reading aloud the classified material to my ghostwriter. I don't remember walking down the stairs or walking to the end of the room and saying, we just found a bunch of classified materials downstairs. I don't know how that stuff got in the garage. You see how weird that sounds to begin with? I don't know how those documents got in my garage. I don't know. You know, and it would just be left at that. But I do think it was part of this overall overarching thing that Joe Biden was the atmosphere that he brought with him. I think that might have, been a causal factor here in creating this report as completely as he could. And, of course, that's what we expect our public servants to do, right? Is to actually do the things that they're hired to do, they're supposed to do ethically, professionally. Adam Schiff, you know, he thought he had a live one here, but I think he fell on his face on this one. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition continues. When we come back, we're going to continue. We've got a great song, by the way, too. Keep you going through the overnight hours. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply.
My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
All right, Wednesday edition.
Living it up in the city.
We are having fun, and this is a great way to keep it going. And we hope that whatever you're doing this morning, you got some great plans for this Wednesday. And if you're just maybe winding up your work day here in the overnight hours, we're glad that you're there. Hope you had a great day. And obviously, and by the way, you know, the time change, I know it's been kind of brutal for a lot of folks who are getting up real early in the morning before the sun comes up, when it's before maybe it was already up. But having a little bit of extra time at the end of the day seems to do pretty well, at least especially for some of the traffic out there as well. It's not just nighttime when you're trying to head home, this kind of thing. But at any rate, folks, we hope that you're doing well, whatever you're doing this morning. We do have a great song lined up. We're going to take a look at the weather here in just a moment, and we'll continue on with what happened with the her testimony. We'll also talk as we go through the program this morning. We do now, it looks like we have two candidates. They are now the presumptive nominees for sure, Trump and Biden alike. And so we'll talk about that. We've also got some interesting news coming out of the RFK Jr. campaign, which you may or may not believe, but we'll tell you about it anyway. But first, let's get things going. We got Blackberry Smoke, and we got Waiting for the Thunder. Live at the Tabernacle in Atlanta, GA, back in 2018, everybody. And I really love Blackberry Smoke. I really, really do. And I don't know. It's just they combine so many good things into their music. And, of course, Charlie Starr there on the lead vocal. And I've got a couple of their albums now. I've just been listening to them for a while. And I really do think they are just very cool. I'll tell you that much. They are just really cool. And they can rock. And by the way, if you have a chance, and you can find these things like on YouTube and so forth, but check out some of their, you know, acoustic or unplugged versions of some of these songs that they're famous for. Hey Delilah, stuff like that. Waiting for the Thunder, Pretty Little Lie. It's really great stuff. The musicianship in Blackberry Smoke is just top notch. It just really is. They all just find their little spot to play. They don't walk over each other. It's really something. I mean, it's every once in a while a group like that comes along, and I think Blackberry Smoke is certainly one of them. Okay, so once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. And we're going to take a quick look at what's happening in the weather right now across the country, national weather. This from the National Weather Service. Heavy snow over parts of central Rockies on Wednesday night into Thursday, so that's coming along. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the plains and Mississippi Valley from Wednesday to Thursday, and there is a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the southern plains and the lower Mississippi Valley on Thursday. So that's what we're looking at right now. If we take a look at the precipitation that's happening across the lower 48 here, we do see that there's a lot of snow right now happening in Utah. It's going to be north of St. George as you come up I-15. But as you come up through Cedar City and Beaver, on your way up to Fillmore, you've got rain or rain mixed with snow coming across that interstate. And to the east, over near Junction and Richfield, you've got all kinds of snow happening there. And then that's going to head up in a band towards Castle Dale and Price up to about Roosevelt. That's what we're looking at there. A little bit of snow to the east of Salt Lake City right now happening there. And then in terms of other precipitation, if you're coming down I-25 down towards this is through Wyoming. If you're on your way to Cheyenne, just a little north of Cheyenne, you've got some rain coming across the roadway there. But as you dip down into the northern part of Colorado this morning, Fort Collins has some rain. But and you've also got some snow to the south of Denver and also to the west of Denver coming out I-70 just a little bit just outside Denver. And then by the time you hit Glenwood Springs, you have a little bit more. And then near Grand Junction, you've got some more rain. Looks like it's coming across the interstate there. Also in central Missouri this morning, we've got lots and lots of rain, looks like. And also we were just hearing Waiting for the Thunder. Will the lightning get us all? Well, there are some lightning strikes in that area. This is going to be in the Columbia, Missouri area, and then south of Columbia. Also Davenport, Iowa. Looks like you've got some rain this morning. We're not seeing a whole lot more on the precipitation front, except for up in Montana. If you're northeast of Billings, you've got some rain coming across the interstate there, but it's gone by the time you just come out of Hysham up there. So be careful. And then rounding it out, listener Joan, up in listening in Seattle, to the north of Seattle, up in Everett, you've got rain, and then you've got a little bit of snow to the east of Seattle. Doesn't look like it's impacting the roadway, except for maybe a tiny, tiny bit as you come east out of Seattle near North Bend this morning. So be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece, of course, and definitely, well, actually, one more thing. We want to be thorough. We want to be like Robert Herr, and we want to be as thorough as possible. Coming out I-90, if you are west of Missoula, northwest of Missoula near Superior, you got rain mixed with snow coming across, looks like I-90 right there, and a little bit of snow north of Missoula this morning. But take it easy out there. Be careful. We want you to get there in one piece. And so once again, folks, it's time now to start climbing up to the top of the hour. You'll hear your top of the hour news as we come to the conclusion of hour number one here on the program. But nevertheless, we're going to be back right after your top of the hour news. We're going to hear, get updated on everything. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything. And also, don't forget, you can always head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And if you want to pick up the live streams for the program, folks, you can do this. Tell your friends as well. If they're not living in an area where they hear this over the air, they can go to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Check out America's Third Watch there. And you're off and running. And you got the program with you wherever you go. Across, well, anywhere. It's coming over the internet from GCN Live. All right, stay right there. We do have a lot more to talk about. Hour number one is now officially in the books.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.